cut it out because okay. we here.
We
professional.
We here and everything. We set it up by ourselves, and that's on what?
Period poo.
All right. Shout out to Irene for being one of our period poo, like.
Sisters.
Because I'm Blossom.
And I'm Buttercup.
And Irene is Bubbles. So
for
shout
reasonable
out.
Reasons.
No. I feel like anyone that knows us will understand why
we pick the characters that we pick.
Because it fits us so well. But I leave you guys to be the judge of that.
Yeah, but for my voice, they probably won't believe me when I say I'm Buttercup because they're like, "Oh, you're so sweet,
don't judge it by the voice.
It's not
guys.
By the voice.
It's by the personality.
I embody wickedness.
What? Okay, Atsuki apparently embodies wickedness.
I really do. And I was going to talk about. Shout out to Nella, by the way. Yes. There's an E-Scary t-shirt.
That I want.
And I got scared for a sec. That is she going to trademark?
Yes.
Are we going to change the name of our podcast?
Oh my gosh, I'll be so sad if we have to change the name of our
podcast. I will be. But I think she's going to understand because this is not for profit.
We're not getting anything. This is just
us. We just come here to talk.
I hope she doesn't trademark it. Inform. But I do love the t-shirt. I love the whole collection.
Yeah.
I'm a stan.
Y'all should go check out Skinny Dip X Nella Rose.
See, I don't know, because we're fans. We have to be fans.
She's our inspiration.
She really
for this podcast
is. Like,
anyway.
She's the one that, you know that meme where she's like, it's the devil himself. Scary.
It's the devil himself.
Oh my goodness. Hi, everybody. We're back.
Hi, everyone.
We're back once again. And if you're new here, welcome
to the Eww Scary Podcast.
All right. And once again, obviously, I'm Chika.
And I'm Atinuke.
Yeah, I'm with the voices of the podcast, obvious.
Obvious.
So let's actually ask, how are you guys doing, by the way? How has it been? Have you guys been feeling the new episodes? Like, just let us know.
Yes, reach out to us on Eww Scary Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, and also if you want to, like, talk about any other topics, if you want to, you know, just talk to us generally.
It's really we have time.
Like, if you want to just talk to us,
send us your dilemmas,
no
need advice
problem.
If you want to hear from us, just be free,
just, you know,
send us a DM,
slide into those DMs. Thank you.
We
appreciate you guys very much. So let's get into today's episode. So for today, we are going to be talking about a whole lot of stuff that us, as you know, because we are women as well,
yeah,
that just piss us off.
And to be honest, I would have thought that this would have been one of the first episodes that we would have done, but it's not, which is very surprising. Because it's something that we talk about all the time.
Yeah, because it's something that we see regularly, sadly, because of we live in Lagos.
Okay,
and
maybe not just something, like a bunch of things.
They're just a bunch of things that have been directed towards women, like a bunch of like behaviors that we as women have noticed and we're just like, we're tired of it.
Yeah.
For example,
basically expecting women to do things for the male gaze. I mean, like, you know how there are some men that think we do makeup for them or wear some certain outfits for them, or like,
wow,
just basically do anything. In fact, just breathe. We breathe for them.
I feel like
the way you breathe, you're breathing to attract men. But that's the thing. People don't realize that women do things because they like to do it.
I fix my nails because I like to fix my nails.
Thank you.
I don't fix my nails to.
If you end up being attracted to men, okay.
That's your business.
But I don't think.
I don't. Your opinion on what my nails look like does not matter to me. If you like it, that's nice. But if you don't like it, I'm not going to stress myself because of your opinion towards how.
By the way, this is not us saying that you shouldn't do things for the attention of men, but just really don't. If you want to be free, if there's a particular guy that you're looking at, you're like, okay, I want this guy to notice me first. Okay, it's fine and good, please. We're not judging you. Mm-hmm. However,
I feel like we're just judging like men jumping to conclusion that everything we do is for
the attention.
Yeah, because to be very honest, most of the time it isn't.
They wish
it was for their attention. And you actually think about it, it's actually those guys that are actually insecure that be thinking,
Jesus.
Oh, this girl is doing it for me. I'm not lying.
Jesus.
I'm serious. I'm sorry. Jesus. Actually, sorry, not sorry. It's y'all that be insecure thinking that, oh, she's doing this for me. Oh, Chika wore blue and I wore a blue shirt today. She's doing it for me. Y'all are insecure. Y'all need to check yourself. Oh, Chika wore makeup today. Oh my gosh, she did it for me. Huh?
Really?
She breathed next to me. Therefore, I wanted her to.
Bruh.
I don't really think so. Work on yourself. Don't try and be thinking or try to be assuming, oh, she did this for me or he did. No. Let's do better as people, you know?
Is it just me? But like, tell us if you agree. Girls, most girls in the media, especially in Nigeria, from like, let's just say the early 2000s, now they're a little bit more. Even now, actually, they still use lots of light-skinned people.
Yeah.
Like, movies, not just movies. Broadcasting, ads, even up to, down to makeup. Makeup, which is very funny because a lot of dark skin
care.
Yes. You see, I'm using all sorts of light skinned people. Let me get me started with that. I was like
dark skinned people.
Why don't you use Dorothy? Right? Or Tolani Badge. I mean, Tolani Badge is a very beautiful woman.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. I don't know what they. I'm not saying that they can't pick who they want, but I just feel like there's no representation for darker skinned people generally in the media.
And even like, I don't know. Well, I noticed this a few. I told you about it, like when I went to the store and I went and I saw like so many bleaching products.
Oh yeah,
like so many.
Why do I need to buy bleach?
And they were like, it was so degrading because they'll put a darker skinned woman on the body of the and then it'd be like she's like getting lighter.
God.
So why are you trying to say, y'all, that dark skinned women are not pretty?
That reminds me of something. There was this guy I liked in secondary school. This story is very embarrassing. But we say anyway. So he liked this other girl before, but then stopped liking her, started liking me, right? So we liked each other. So he was all talking about how I'm different from the girls he usually likes. Because he usually likes light-skinned girls. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
Why does
he... You know what I think we say, oh, chocolate, princess, da-da-da. I was like, wow! I mean, it didn't really turn me off at that time because I didn't really care about it at the time. Mm-hmm. But then I looked back one time, I was like, what was this nigga really saying? What? Scary. Let's even come down to Nollywood. Nollywood, I'm so sorry, but I know darker skin actresses that are better than the lighter skin. I don't want to name names because I love the light skin ones as well. But if I drop names, it's going to be like,
yeah.
But there's this actress, Zina Balogun. I think she's amazing. She's fantastic. However, she doesn't get as much roles as the lighter skin girls. And I'm like, why? Why? Is it about the skin color or is it that they're just...
Or is there something more to
it? I do believe it's the skin color. Let me know, like, because there's a trend, right? However, it's just like...
I was watching this whole thing on, like... There was this video I was watching on YouTube on what happened to, like, the black Disney girls.
Yes, Coco Jones, Raven. Yeah,
then Raven Simone was saying one time that one of the producers was telling her to... I think that she should stop going out as much so that she doesn't get darker.
No.
That because they know that she uses... That they use a particular type of setting to make her, you know, stay lighter, whatever.
Like, funny enough, Raven is not even that dark. So how would they feel about something that looks like Lupita? Or like you and I? Oh my God.
I feel like Disney will
shit. Raven is not even dark like that. If she was a Nigerian, she'd be a light-skinned Nigerian.
Yeah.
So what are they trying to say?
Colorism thing is deep, bro. It's like... And it's so sad that like women think that is where their value lies. That, the color of their skin is where their value... Like in the sense that, you have to be like... light skin to be considered beautiful. You have to be light skin to be considered valuable, either in the entertainment industry or whichever industry you feel. And I'm just here to tell you, bro, sis, no. no. You are beautiful in your own skin. Don't light skin or dark skin or all of you join beautiful. But let's actually get to that topic on all skin type being beautiful. You know this whole thing that, oh yeah, dark skin women are beautiful and everything. But don't you feel... I feel like it's only when those dark skin... Well, obviously, this is not my opinion, but what I've noticed that it's when these dark-skinned women have this certain type of, like,
curvy. Or, like, plus, let me go thick. To the face. Let's even start from the face. Those slanted cat eyes with the small...
It's called the influencer look.
Nose. Not just the influencer. It's a very Eurocentric look, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. And then the... big lips, but they're not too big to be too black. Like, it's big, but it's not that big. And then their hair texture. Girls, fussy. Please, if you're not fussy, let's just even address that now. If you're not fussy, don't say you're fussy. Because I look at my hair and I look at other people's hair and they say they're fussy. I'm just like, you are not fussy.
I was just saying that, like, the media makes it seem like you have to have, like, those that look of, like, a dark-skinned woman for you to be classified as a beautiful dark-skinned woman. Like, the curviness or, the face, like, being thick, the face, the hair.
The height as well.
And I'm just like, bro, I don't look like that. I don't look like that, but I'm still dark. So what are you trying to say? That I have to look like that first for me to be considered a beautiful
black girl.
Like, for goodness sake, imagine how... That will now drive people to be like, oh, I have to be thick or I have to be this. But when you're really not. I mean, if you want to be thick, that's fine. Like, do you, sis?
Yeah.
But, like, to be very honest, how about us that we just want to accept that? Why can't people just accept our bodies the way they are? Why do we have to feel the urge to get a BBL to be considered?
That table is shaking. Because I was worse on that table.
Really? You wanted to get a BBL?
Not just a BBL. Like, I was considering plastic surgery for my face. BBL at a point when I was bigger than this, I really wanted a BBL. Because I was like, I mean, it's just exercise, but in a few hours.
Oh, my God.
And I'll get the body I want. But, yeah, I'm not on that BBL thing. Remember the episode, was it 2 or 3 of our first season?
I think it was 2, yeah.
That I was saying that I would do a lipo. Yeah, I was like, sure. Why not?
Wow.
But now I've really changed my perspective. And I don't want a case where I'm getting a BBL. Oh, because first I want to look in the mirror and be like, damn, girl. But at the same time, the risk is not really worth it.
Yeah,
I'd rather just go to the gym and,
So what we're just trying to say is that all these perceptions they're trying to push at us, women, we're tired.
And it's not fair.
I'm tired. It's like I'm drowning. Like, I'm just so
that
frustrated.
That even leads me to a point. Everything leads me to a point. You know how everyone's saying that, oh, black women are strong. We're not strong, girl. Please, stop it. Maybe some of them are strong. Me, I am not strong.
It is Jesus Christ that is getting me through.
Thank you.
I mean, there's some strong.
We're strong in our own right. But that's giving them an excuse to treat us like shit.
Treat us.
Or to put burden on us that we clearly cannot carry, but even if I'm carrying it, it's really heavy, really, really heavy, it's tiring.
It's a lot trying to just carry this heavy burden all the time, bro.
So for policing women's bodies, have you ever had a situation where someone will just come up to you and be like, "Ah, you've gained weight." It's different when you tell someone you've gained weight with a positive tone, and that's what something they wanted. But is there a tone where they'll be like, "You've gained weight, guy. Wow.
Like,
you've gained weight.
Like,
wow.
It's so raw." Or they'll come and be like, "Oh, chica, I've seen that you've gained weight. Maybe you should do this. Or I used to do this so it would be good for you." Or, like, bro.
That thing gave me serious body issues. I won't say I still have them, but I used to have serious body issues because people kept pointing out my
weight gain.
It's really my weight gain. Probably because I was eating a lot of food. But I didn't need you to tell me that I was eating, because I knew I was gaining weight. And it's just, it gets very somehow, because when someone says it the first time, another person says it another time.
Yeah, like, it gets...
When you look in the mirror, you don't feel good with yourself.
Yeah, that...
And with outfits as well, you feel like, oh, I can't wear this. And when you even go out in some outfit, you just feel like, oh my God, my flabs, they are showing. Oh my God, I can't wear this again. I feel so uncomfortable. I remember always being so uncomfortable in my mom jeans in year 2, year 3. Because at that point, I was gaining a bit of weight. And people kept pointing, like, I see your tummy, I see your this. Like, guy, one time I bought a waist bead and it snapped the same day I bought it.
Well,
I really had body issues at that time. And to be fair, it didn't even help. I just kept eating more because I was like, I mean, I'm already fat. Like, I might as well. So,
even like these influencers, like, you know, Nella Rose one time posted this thing on her story about this person that was telling her, "Oh, I've noticed you've been gaining this much weight. That is not good. Your tummy is looking so big."
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Eve is more like, she's more on the thin
on the
thing. Someone was not like, you're looking so skinny that I don't like how skinny you're looking. Maybe you should do this. I was just like,
stop.
Can you please leave this woman alone? We're already going through so much stress. You want to come and be telling us, oh, you're this, oh, you're this, oh, you're. Excuse me, how do you know that maybe they're even trying to do this and you bringing their own it saying just, it to their face?
It personally just, it doesn't even help. No, I stop caring about what I look like and I just eat. And but sometimes you have like bouts of, you know, depression that I'm gonna look like this.
And especially like if several different people be saying the same thing over and over again, it affects them mentally as well. Yeah. Because it's not fair. Like Nala was really saying, we really
cool, like, don't tell me, I already know.
Like she was really saying that over 100 people will be sending her those kind of messages
about her weight.
About her weight, that she, very, like, for goodness sake,
it's very disgusting.
Who gave you the rights? How do you think she doesn't know? Like I was watching Priska Harris, yeah, and she has these marks on her chest. Mm. She was saying that she on this story, she had like these little dots and everything. She was on her story, she was like, people, you guys, I noticed this. Like
I know
it's there.
They know. We know when we're gaining weight.
I know when we're we don't have to I'm sorry, but you don't have to be the one to unless I actually ask out. You.
Yeah, it's different if I ask.
But if I don't need your opinion, why are you telling me? Yeah. Like why do you find it so thrilling to make it bring a girl down because, oh, you know that, okay, like even your opinion, how do you know it's like the best opinion for her? Be saying that you need to do this, like, do you really think your comments are making me better
at all?
Your negative comments about my weight gain or weight loss, do you think they're making me better?
Making it way worse, if anything. Like, it's just
if you
terrible.
Think it's making you better, no, now, because some people choose to be ignorant.
If you want me to lose weight, keep quiet. Thanks.
As Tinuke said, please keep quiet, because I truly
plus don't let's even talk about fat phobia. If you have a problem with fat people being fat you and need existing to check yourself. And just living their lives, then you are definitely a fat phobic person. Girl, people are going to be fat.
And the thing that's the fact. Even if they're fat, they're healthy still.
Thank you.
Like
it's okay to be a fat person.
Mm-hmm.
They
like,
will.
You're making it seem like it's wrong for them to have this body type, but really it isn't.
Yeah.
Stop being so negative about it. Thank you very much.
Don't treat others the way you don't want to be treated.
Period. It's so simple, guys.
Don't do it. It's because so the way simple, it's going guys. To slap you in the face when it comes biting back, it's going to be crazy.
And very, you're going to be like, why did you do this? But you did it. You did it first. Okay. Well.
That reminds me of Mandela. Because that's how she always says it. But she did it first. Okay?
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry guys, I'm so sorry if you feel like you're annoyed because we keep mentioning Nala Rose, but I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm really not sorry.
Like we said, listen at your risk. If you want to listen to, please put it off.
That's you.
I didn't even want you to hear my annoying voice. Please put it off. Now. Put it off.
I mean, because we're not forcing you, okay? We're here purely.
I don't see our rants, you know.
We're here, we're ranting.
We don't really need the audience. Even if the audience was one person, honestly, I'd be fine.
I'd be so fine.
In fact, I'd be afraid because I don't want you guys listening to my
Asunika has been loving her voice because she's
the new producer.
She's the producer and
of our podcast.
She's producing as she's recording.
And
so
I can hear myself. Can you guys hear this?
We came here ASMR. To just laugh because Asunika has been loving that thing since.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a professional. Like I'm just feeling, what's the word? Let me wear this glass.
I have these green glasses. I wish we'd video
this episode because we're really looking spicy. I mean, I look like a Deeper Life member, but the spicy one, the one with piercings and sunglasses. Yeah, that's what I look like right now. Oh, and Chika always looking real cute. Oh. She's wearing black on black on black. And then her hair is matching her chain. Like, I just noticed, but I'm just like, you know, Chika is a genius. She just does it with sub. What's that word?
Asunika is whining with me, guys.
Subtlety. How do you say subtle, but with the ITY?
Subtlety,
sorry. You know, Chika is very, you know. She's sophisticated.
Oh my dear.
So yeah.
I really am not that well. Mm-hmm. I'll leave y'all to be the judge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, is there anything else we need to talk about?
Let's talk about marriage, divorce, and fertility. We're not experts though, because we're just
please
19 and 20.
I'm 20.
Should I say sorry? 19. I'm going to be 20 soon. Let's say 20 and 21. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're just 20 and 21. We're not experts. We've not been married. We've not had fertility issues. We've not been divorced.
But we just, I feel like as a person generally, you would feel the pain of like, when people say all these negative comments and like all these negative things, you would obviously feel it. So we're just here like talking in how we feel. Because I'm sorry, if someone comes to me and be like, oh, why don't you have a baby? Yes, but I've gone through
like what happened to Adesua?
Yeah.
Adesua went through two miscarriages. One was twins.
Oh my day.
Yeah. And people kept asking her every day, when are you going to conceive? Bruh. Like, stop it. But it's disgusting.
You don't know how hard it is.
Imagine going through a miscarriage. And next thing, someone's asking me, oh, when are you going to conceive?
And you don't even... And the thing is that you don't even owe that person an explanation. Because the person will just... The person will be like, oh, my day, sorry. Oh, you're sorry now. But why couldn't you just keep your mouth shut?
If you cannot change it in a second or something. Or if you... In fact, let me, a second is too small. In a minute, please don't state it. Aspect, you...
Yeah.
Oh yeah. B, what's the what's
oh, you want to give her a baby? Because it's like you were sent to give her a baby.
Oh yeah,
like,
AJ Gabriel, come and make me conceive now.
Because I don't understand. What is your business?
Okay, it's crazy.
How do you know she doesn't have medical issues? How do you know if a person doesn't have a medical issue that she can't conceive or have a child?
Mm.
And that thing is a very sensitive issue.
Yeah. And why is it always the one that is expected to have like an issue with conception? Like sometimes the man cannot also aid in conceiving.
You know all these men that be like,
let's just state the facts.
You know all these men that be like, why haven't you given me a male child?
The X and Y chromosomes are in you.
I mean, you're really the one that determines.
Determinants. Do you understand?
You're the one at fault. So what are we really saying?
Well,
saying rubbish.
Maybe you did that. We went to go and grabbed the wrong thing. Well.
But yeah, also it could also be from the man's side, like the person's husband could also not
conceive. So when you see a couple that they can't have a baby, you've
noticed that they just don't have.
Give it a 50-50%. Let's just look at it just as a couple that they can't.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at it as a woman that has a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, what's your business if they can't?
The annoying thing is like, it's someone that is like. Not even related to you in any way, just somebody in the air that just come and say, why haven't you had a baby yet? Why aren't you married yet? I'm sorry, do you want to marry me?
At my age, is why don't you have a boyfriend? Yes, but let's not even talk about that.
I feel like,
well, why? I don't think I'm rushing. There's no rush.
Because
really,
I feel like when people rush into relationships or rush into marriage, that's when things become even like more problematic, because you just realize that you don't even want to be with the person that you rushed into the relationship or rushed into the marriage. You don't want to actually be with them. You just rushed into it because people kept telling you, oh, you have to get married by 25, or oh, you have to be in a relationship.
Why is there an age limit? I know for giving birth, right, there's a time that you're expected to, because you know your eggs and whatever. Okay, we get that, but for me, marriage is not about childbearing. And thank if you. The basis of your marriage is childbearing, then there's a 90... No, who am I giving statistics? There's a high chance that your marriage will not work if you're just going into go and have children.
I feel like also with marriage, if you're just going into it...
Other than for like love and companionship and like a partnership.
The fact that you see this person being your life for the rest of your life, like there's going to be an issue, like to be very honest. Like the whole point for me, this is my own point of marriage, because... You see this person that you love, you can see you spending the rest of your life with this person.
Yeah.
Because you genuinely love the person and you want to see the person grow. The person also wants to see you grow.
Yeah.
It's not about, I feel like any other reason would be just notice at all.
At all.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not rush into stuff, because honestly, you rush into it, you now regret it.
Then you get your divorce, man. By the way, divorce is okay.
Get
their divorces.
Especially
if you're young, 21, you're getting married and you regret it, please leave.
Especially if the other person doesn't want to work on the marriage with you. Because, like, there'll be some marriages, okay, fine, y'all are going through issues, which is fine, because marriages, things get tough.
Yeah.
But if you now state it and the other person doesn't want to now, you know, actually work on it with you, you realize that person doesn't even care for you, doesn't even care about the marriage, then, what do you want to do? Like, my dad always says, you can't bring a horse to a river. But you can't force it to drink. Please don't stress yourself because of a person, a toxic individual that doesn't obviously does not love you, obviously does not cherish what y'all have. Even in relationships too, I get that, okay, y'all being, I say y'all, I get that you guys will be in relationships and you guys go through situations or issues, that's fine. But if those issues can be stated, but the other person does not want to try work and solve it or work on it, please, at least you've done your own bidding. Not that you should leave immediately. Just try to work on the issue. But if the other person does not want to work on it with you, don't stress yourself, please.
So
just don't stick to one just because force yourself to be in a relationship or just because you want to say, I have a boyfriend. No.
I remember I was telling someone that I remember when, oh, you didn't even have a boyfriend. It used to be an insult.
God, I remember when I was in secondary school.
If
you didn't have a boyfriend, like,
you were a loser.
I was that loser.
Sometimes in school, it even feels that way sometimes because you go outside and you see like couples working together. I mean,
to be very honest, now
it's like, oh, cute.
Yeah, now I'm just like cute, but then I don't really think
there's
too much
no pressure,
about
guys.
Because well, one, me, I don't go outside that much. Two, I just be happy for people that are actually in successful relationships because
me too.
I love love, guys. I mean,
hopeless
romantic.
I like successful because
okay, I feel like that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
What do you think, Atineka? Do you have anything else to add?
General, just leave me alone. leave us alone.
We are frustrated. We have gone. We've had it up to our necks. We just want to live and be happy living.
Yes, and eat and drink and go on vacation
and just be happy
and work and
just enjoy
money,
what we. That's what we want.
Yes.
We don't need your putting your own negativity on us. We don't need that. Thank you. So yeah, thank you guys once again for listening.
It's been fun. Is one of the best episodes ever. I just like, we needed to say all of this.
We did, because we would be talking about this behind the scenes and we just
never recorded.
We never record.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's been real fun. Yeah. I really had a lot of fun. Please don't forget to follow us on socials. That's You Scary Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, so, and also like text us, DM us, no problem.
Yeah.
We don't mind.
Please, anything you want us to talk about, just let us know.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys, once again. All right, bye.
Bye.